All right, we'll be right back.
As cold as ice, you're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take it.
Are you tired of treating your animal companions with toxic drugs? Do chronic, degenerative, or disabling conditions affect your horse's or pet's quality of life? Quantum Healing, created by Dr. Susan Seeley, with over 25 years as a veterinarian and 40 in the equestrian field, brings hope of true health and healing for your pet or equine companion. Visit quantumvet.com. Learn how Quantum Healing can benefit your animal companion. That's quantumvet.com.
Hi, this is Glenn Brooks from the Vibrant Living Radio Network. From terminal normalities to abundant reality, how do we craft and design more abundance in our lives? And how do we allow for more possibilities? Join me and my international team of contributors. Please join me in this exploration and become part of the Vibrant Living Family, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., right here on Seattle's Alternative Talk, AM 1150, KKNW. Your life's precious, enjoy it. Find the tools and resources and discover a new way of accessing those.
Would you like to receive a weekly email telling you about personal growth events and resources in the Puget Sound region? This service is now available, compliments of New Spirit Journal, the locally owned and operated newspaper that brings you a wealth of inspirational information every month. Go to newspiritjournal.com and click on Earl. That's events and resource listings, but you can call it Earl. New Spirit Journal has been providing inspirational news and information for almost 3 years. Visit newspiritjournal.com.
Have you ever wondered how humans lived for thousands of years with just the power of nature to keep them healthy? Can we live a healthy, long life without dependence on drugs? Dr. Rashmi Pace, naturopathic physician and Ayurvedic clinician, can help you have optimal health and ageless vitality using the science of naturopathic medicine plus the wisdom of the ancient healing arts. Call Dr. Pace at 425-778-8050 or visit LotusNaturalHealthClinic.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Learn how to balance mind, body, and heart during your own renaissance and improve the quality of your life and those around you. Bust the crust of your egoic thinking. Michael Nardi, the Renaissance Man, author of the new book, Stop Thinking, Start Living, and Begin Celebrating Every Moment, tells the story of his mother-in-law, Mama J, her miracle, and how he stopped thinking and how he celebrates every moment. Check out MichaelNardi.com. That's Michael, N-A-R-D-I.com.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make me. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. We want to congratulate Megan Skinner joining us here today. The book is barely on the shelf, barely there, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Sextrology, and it's already sold out on Amazon. Kick it up, Megan.
It's sold out.
Hey, Dr. Pat. Hey, Benny.
What's up?
Okay, we've got to answer Benny's questions, but first of all, let's introduce our listeners to the book real quick.
Okay.
You can look at the title of the book and you can figure it out. Sextrology. But if you know who Megan Skinner is, you get a sense of it. So let's talk to our listeners about what you've put together here and how many different aspects of your work you've combined in the book.
Well, you know, sextrology, what it is it's the attraction potential between the 12 signs of the zodiac. And so it really talks about, you know, the different sun signs, whether you're an Aries or a Libra, and what, you know, what you're really looking for in a lover, in a partner, what's going to give you the greatest intimacy. Because the way I look at it is, great sex means good intimacy or great intimacy. And by looking at your sun sign, you also have a moon sign, you know, your Venus and Mars, you really learn a lot about your personality, your, you know, your emotional needs, your sexual needs. And then we can start looking at how they relate together between the 12 signs of the zodiac.
Wow. So when Benny's kind of, you know, sitting here all sorrowful and, you know, we feel for him. It is true.
Is Benny still single?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, he is.
Being patient.
That is a known Capricorn trait, Benny.
It is.
She knows all about me.
I do.
Does it matter where the moon, where your moon is? Is your moon in Capricorn too, Benny?
I think so. Is that right? Do you have that?
Benny's moon is in Cancer. So he's a really sweet combination. Because he's got that Capricorn. And Capricorn, in my book, I talk about Capricorn as being the serious lover. And, you know, Capricorn is an earth
sign. That's what's wrong with me.
Wow.
Well, because Capricorn's very down to business, very serious, not very frivolous.
Frivolous.
But Capricorn is an earth sign, and all the earth signs are very sensual. They're very tactile. They make great lovers. And then Benny's got his moon, and your moon represents, you know, your emotional nature, your inner personality. It's really the place where you look at where you're going to have the greatest intimacy. And Benny's got his moon in Cancer, and Cancer's a water sign. It's a nurturer. You know, it loves to take care of others. It's very sweet. It can also be a little bit moody.
What? Oh, wait, there it is again.
But that Capricorn Cancer, I mean, Benny, you know, it's like sensual and caring. It's a wonderful combination.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow, that is totally good.
Are you listening?
I'll clip this out, and when I go on dates, I'll just play this. This is me.
I think you should actually put it up if you belong to any of those eHarmony things.
Yeah.
I would actually have Megan work with you and do a clip and pop it up there,
dude. This is what I do for my work. Maybe I, you know, because I'm a professional clairvoyant and astrologer and tarot card reader, but maybe I should become a professional love expert.
Well, you know, I think you are already, because, you know, what you have is a different conversation about it.
Right.
And that's what I love. And, you know, before you came on, Megan, we were talking about that this is fun.
You know what? I tell you, writing the book was really fun.
I bet.
You know, and it's a complete idiot's guide, and they're really great because they're for everyone. So you can go into this book with little or no knowledge about astrology, or you can have a fair amount of knowledge and get a lot out of it.
Now, Nick, do you know your zodiac sign and Haley's zodiac sign? Do you know any of that? No, okay, we have to text her. But, you know, let's talk about this for a minute, because my sun sign is Sagittarius,
okay,
but my moon is Capricorn.
Ah.
So how does that relate?
Well, what you want to do is, you know, first of all, you always look at your sun sign.
Okay.
And, you know, because that has a lot to do with your basic sexual personality and your physical needs. And the general rule of thumb is that fire signs, like Sagittarius is a fire sign, Aries, Leo, are good with other fire signs or their opposite element of air. And the air signs are Libra, Gemini, or Aquarius. And water signs like Cancer, Pisces, or Scorpio are really great with other water signs or their opposite element of earth. Earth signs are Capricorn, like Benny, Taurus, and Virgo. So we would look at your sun sign and say, you know, Sagittarius is really good with like another Sag or a Leo or an Aries, you know, or an air sign.
Aquarius.
Wait, have we got someone in mind?
Well, my partner is an Aquarius.
Well, very compatible.
And we both have moons in Capricorn.
Wonderful. And, you know, having moons in the same sign is great, because what your moon sign represents is, you know, it's your inner personality. It's the deepest part of self. And what I always say is, you know, you can have incompatible sun signs, but if your moon sign doesn't link up, the relationship is going to be in trouble.
Mm.
Because the moon is where you live with your intimacy. You know, so it's really important in that aspect.
Wow.
You know, also in the book, we get into your Venus and your Mars,
okay,
which is the male and female energy,
okay,
and how they link up. We also talk about soulmate connections.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because I want to make sure the book is available on Amazon for everyone. And
right,
also, Megan, we can send people to your website, and they can find out more from there as well.
Absolutely.
But it is the Complete Idiot's Guide to Sextrology. That's what we're talking about. Megan Skinner is my guest today. And if you want to go to her website, it's MeganSkinner.com, and that's M-E-G-A-N Skinner.com. And so we've already said that the book is hot, hot, hot. Was that my parents' help? Hot.
Sextrology.
Hot on Amazon.
Oh, it's so hot.
Oh, I wonder if Paris knows about the book. Anyway, Megan,
she's reading it cover to cover.
What I love about what you've done, though, is you have really put a book together that can both be informative and fun.
Absolutely informative and fun, because, you know, astrology, everybody loves astrology, right? Isn't that what you read when you go to the magazines? Or, you know, and I don't care how much of a prude you are or how non-woo-woo you are, I think everybody's interested in their astrology. And you know what? I've done astrology for like 20 years, but in writing this book, I learned a lot. And when I got done with it, I thought, you know what? Damn, this stuff really works, you know, because astrology is a science, you know, and, you know, there are certain characteristics for each sign, and they, you know, they do link up in different ways, and it is a science, and it works. So I got done with the book, and I felt like, you know what, I even believe more in astrology than I ever did before. And there's another aspect to it as well, which is what I'm calling more the spiritual part. And that's where we talk about these soulmate connections. And you can look at your astrology, and, you know, for those of you that don't know, we're talking about like a full astrology chart, because you have your sun sign, but you also have a moon and a Venus and Mars and houses. The way you know all of that is by getting your astrology chart. And you can do that on any astrology website online for free. But there are aspects in an astrology chart that do talk about soulmate connections.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to line these up, it gets really interesting.
You know, most of the time, though, it's hard for us to understand the dynamics that are going into play when we're in certain relationships,
yeah,
that don't seem to be working out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, let me ask you about that. Does your book address those as well?
Absolutely. And, you know, because when you really know what you're working with the personalities of each of the signs, you can have an understanding like, okay, for example, I'm a Libra. I don't do so well with earth signs. You know, like Virgos, for example.
Uh-huh.
And so when I kind of have more of an understanding about how I work and how somebody else works, it gives you a lot more of an understanding of what you're really, mm-hmm, working with.
Well, you know, I was in a relationship for 17 years with a Virgo that had Scorpio rising.
Mm.
And I love Virgos.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Well, Capricorn, Moon, Earth sign, Virgo, Earth sign.
Okay. And, you know, the Virgos in my life have helped me immensely create some balance. I'm way more balanced right now than I ever was.
So. Yeah. Well, that's called becoming older and wiser, right?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
It's that O word.
The O word. But, you know, in the book, and by the way, Capricorns get better with age is what they say.
That is what, I absolutely feel that.
Yeah. Hey,
yeah,
right.
There you go, Betty. Wow. And, you know, in the book, we do talk about negative soulmate connections and,
okay,
positive soulmate connections. Because a lot of times when you have that deeper soulful connection, and a lot of times how you know it is there's, mm-hmm, just this kind of connection, but it doesn't always make sense, or, you know, it doesn't line up in time and space. It's just this kind of instant recognition of someone.
Wow.
Where does that come from? But sometimes that can be a really great thing, and sometimes it's not.
Oh, wow. What is the worst combination you can think of?
Well, you know, Dr. Pat, there are no bad combinations.
I knew you would say that.
What's the word? I don't know. Oh, I'd have to think about that.
I'll tell you one of the worst was for me.
What?
It was my Sagittarius sign and Pisces.
Ooh, bad. Bad. You know why? Because Sagittarius.
Girlfriend. Bad is not the word.
The lightning strike me now.
But I learned a ton.
Well, good for you.
Every lesson was like a welt on my butt, though.
But think about it. Pisces, watery. Sag, fire. You put that water on the fire and it just, you know, the whole thing goes to, you know, where?
I do.
You know, so, no, Sag and Pisces, mm-mm.
Oh, man. Well, Megan, thank you for joining us today. We're going to have you back. I know that Bobby is trying to arrange a full hour on BBS Radio.
Awesome. And we can do on-air readings.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Megan Skinner, check it out. www.meganskinner.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Dr. Alan Hunter.
Tune in your radio to hear Carrie O'Connor, master visionary, medium, and clairvoyant, as she uses her amazing psychic gifts to help you step into your divine power and begin to create the life of your dreams. Carrie will read your unique energy field, connecting you with the treasures of your soul, your passions, and your true life purpose. Don't miss Carrie's weekly astounding and energetic predictions. Fasten your seatbelt as you take a wild ride with Carrie O'Connor. Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Listen live at thedrpatshow.com.
For years, I was searching for a church that spoke about God in ways that made sense to me, in ways that recognized my struggles in life and then helped me find solutions. I found that church. It's the Center for Spiritual Living, a wonderful community that is helping me build a better life and a better world. Each Sunday, Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis inspires me to create a world that works not only for me, but for everyone.
Honoring all paths to God, the Center for Spiritual Living is located just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way with three Sunday services. Visit online at spiritualliving.org.
Revitalize your soul with Wayne Dyer, Robert Holden, Doreen Virtue, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, and your other favorite Hay House authors on a day or weekend retreat in Las Vegas. It's the annual I Can Do It conference on June 26th through 29th at the Sands Expo, and it's packed with inspiring keynote lectures, interactive workshops, autograph sessions, exhibitors, and more than 35 best-selling authors. Tickets start at only $75. Call 800-654-5126 or visit icandoit.net.
Diets and drugs only address symptoms of ill health rather than providing solutions to the problems, such as weight gain and chronic pain. Spending just 30 minutes in a portable sauna that uses far infrared technology can burn 600 calories, rid your body of toxins, and reduce pain. If you're tired of quick fixes that don't work, consider the long-term solution. Detox America's portable far infrared sauna. Call 888-338-6987. Or visit detoxamerica.com.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm excited to be the master of ceremonies at the upcoming Extraordinary People 2008 Lecture Series. Join Deepak Chopra, John Holland, Iyanla VanZant, and me right here in Seattle at Benaroya Hall. Tickets are on sale right now. Go to thedrpatshow.com for dates and information. Don't miss this spectacular opportunity to be inspired.
Click the show's page on 1150kknw.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk.